Hello, my courageous young friends. I am Captain Veer, a fearless soldier in the Indian Army and a patriotic citizen of this great land. I was here for vacations and was about to return to my post at the border. But I thought before I go, I should inspire my young friends with some amazing stories of valor and courage shown by some of the greatest freedom fighters of India. Today, I will tell you about one of the most determined leaders amongst the freedom fighters of India. This is a man who brought India together when states and territories were being divided by the Britishers, and he was thus known as the Iron Man of India. This is the story of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. A famous quote of Sardar Patel goes, "When the hard times come, the difference between the coward and the brave is known. Because at that time, the coward finds an excuse and the brave find the way." While you think about that, let's get on with the story, shall we? Born on 31st October 1875 in the town of Nadiad, Gujarat, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel was a patriot right from his young age. And there is a good reason for that. You see, Sardar Patel's father, Zaveer Bhai Patel, was a farmer by profession. But in 1857, he was also a soldier in the army of the Queen of Jhansi, Rani Lakshmi Bai. So, it was evident that his father's love for his motherland had been passed on to Sardar Patel as well. His mother, Lad Bai, was a dedicated homemaker and took care of the family with great love and devotion. Like any other child, young Vallabh began his education in his hometown of Nadiad, but he did some great deeds in his growing years. One such story goes something like this. At a young age, Sardar Patel was suffering from a boil on his skin. Now, in those days, there were very few medicines and people would go to their local Veds for finding relief from minor problems. One such local Ved used to heal these boils by burning it with a red-hot metal rod. Even old and strong people would scream in pain when this burning procedure was conducted on them. But not Vallabhbhai. As Sardar Patel waited for the Ved to heat up the rod to very high temperature, a crowd gathered around to see how this goes. They were secretly afraid that the young boy won't be able to take on such intense pain. When the rod was heated and ready, even the Ved took a moment to think about this procedure on someone so young. He was wondering if the extreme pain will kill the poor boy. But Sardar Patel did not have a single crease of worry on his face. All he said to the Ved is, "Are you going to do something with that rod before it cools down or not?" And this made everyone around smile. This brave boy did not even make a single sound. He sat there as if nothing was happening to him as the Ved pressed this extremely hot rod on him. After his school, Sardar Patel moved to London to study law. Just like Gandhiji, he too returned home after gaining some experience and began practicing as an advocate in Ahmedabad. He earned himself a lot of name, but he was a believer of Gandhiji's ideologies, and so he never allowed pride to come in his way. He got so influenced by Gandhiji that even he decided to do something for his country alongside Bapu. That is how his journey as a freedom fighter began. His first steps were to be the man who united the farmers from Kheda, Barsad and Bardoli villages of Gujarat. He inspired them to stand up against the British as one. He became a champion of the non-violent civil disobedience movement as directed by Gandhiji. What had happened in Kheda was that drought had hit the farmers of this village very badly. But as usual, the British did not care and they demanded taxes from the poor farmers. So, Sardar Patel stepped in and united the farmers under his leadership. His Satyagraha movement showed great results and hurt the British to such an extent that they had to listen to these farmers' demands. This also made him a prominent face amongst the freedom fighters of the time. He went on to become one of Gandhiji's main men. Gandhiji spoke to him before taking any decision for the country. He got his title of Sardar when he was leading the Satyagraha movement in Bardoli. He was known as the Sardar or the leader of Bardoli at first. But slowly, he became the leader of the nation, and the word Sardar became an inseparable part of his name. The biggest contribution of Sardar Patel actually came with the independence of India. You see, friends, before the British rule and even during the Raj, India was divided into several provinces ruled by kings, nawabs, zamindars, thakurs, and so on. When India was about to gain independence, these princely provinces thought that they could now become independent countries within the landmass of India and have their own rule on their lands. But Sardar Patel was the only man who could convince the rulers of these provinces to come under the flag of India and be one nation. Do you know that Sardar Patel managed to bring over 600 provinces from Kashmir to Kanyakumari under an independent India? A province is a small region ruled by a single person, just like a small kingdom. It was a tough task and an important one, which both Gandhiji and Nehruji knew that only Sardar could accomplish. If it weren't for Sardar's efforts, India would never be a single country. It would have been made up of many tiny warring countries that would have created lots of problems. So, we should all thank Sardar Patel for this. Sardar Patel was known for his iron-like determination to get something done. From being a farmer's hard-working, patriotic boy to being the first Home Minister and Deputy Prime Minister of Independent India, Sardar Patel was greatly suited for the title he got, the Iron Man of India. Friends, there is so much that we can learn from our Sardar Patel. He was just a man who considered duty and loyalty above all else. He never discriminated on any basis, be it religion or caste. He never gave priority to the rich or looked down upon the poor. In fact, one incident in his life will show you exactly how loyal and duty-oriented Sardar Patel was. This incident took place on 11th of January 1909. Sardar was in court, fighting a case for his client. While he was in the middle of his trial, he received a telegram. Today, we have text messages on our cell phones, but back then, if there was any urgent news that needed to be given to someone, you did it with a telegram. So, Sardar received this telegram, which he read and then put it away in his pocket. For the next 2 hours, he continued to fight the case. Soon, the people and the judge realized that the telegram was to inform Sardar Patel that his wife had passed away. Can you imagine how he must be feeling when he received this news and still decided to continue anyway? When asked about it, Sardar only said that he could not leave his case midway. He had taken money from his client to fight his case, and if he would leave, it could mean that his client would have to bear the loss, which was unfair. His wife was gone, and it would make no difference if he reached home a few hours later. That was the kind of man Patel was. If he doesn't inspire you, I don't know who else will. Which is why even today, Sardar Patel is highly respected and honored by a great nation. Do you know that in Gujarat, the world's tallest statue made of iron is that of Sardar Patel? It's called the Statue of Unity. What's even more fascinating that the farmers across India have contributed in building of this statue. They have donated their old iron-made tools for it. There is no bigger symbol of unity and prestige in the world. So, friends, that was the story of the man who gave us a united India. The Iron Man, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. I hope you take inspiration from him and be as courageous and as fiercely loyal as he was to his country and to his duties as a citizen of India. With that, I take your leave. But I promise to return with another story of another one of our great freedom fighters very soon. Goodbye, friends. And yes, Jai Hind!